This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm just going to keep on dancing. Don't try to stop me. You make it not fun. It's Alice, 97.3, Good Vibes and Variety, Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Thanks for being here. It's hump day. I did have an epic fail earlier on the Kiss, Marry, Kill, so I'm gonna try and redeem myself in a second here. One for the ladies and the men who also want to play. But right now, we're going to do Disneyland tickets. Every hour from 7.05 in the morning until 6.05 in the evening. All through the day here on the Alice. On the fives, every hour, we've got a new code word for you. And this hour's code word is celebrate. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Celebrate. Take the word celebrate. Text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort. And you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is celebrate. Okay, here we go. Let's try a Kiss, Marry, Kill here.
Oh, right off the bat. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to get it out of the way. I just want to make up for it. Everyone had a really bad taste in their mouth after the one I did was Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Mark Zuckerberg. And like the look of disappointment on all three of your faces, I was just like, oh, they're right. That one sucks.
Well,
hey, man, they can't all be winners.
Yeah, that's true. But I wonder though. Like, you can't put an obvious loser in there, right? Like, if you put Hitler in, that you're going to, he gets killed right off the bat. Like, even if someone was like, well, I don't know, he's affable. Like, you would have to say, no.
Said no one ever.
Exactly right. Because in your real life, you'd have to say, well, that guy immediately gets killed.
Hitler's bleepable. My goodness.
Yeah, it was.
I know what it was.
So, I want them to be comparable. Where one person's not like, okay, that's ridiculous.
All right, well, tell us.
So here's this hour's Kiss, Marry, Kill. Liam Neeson. What am I thinking about pickles? That's weird.
I am not into that guy at all. So
really?
None. So this will be interesting. You got to really step it up or he's out of here.
Liam Neeson, Harrison Ford, or Rob Lowe?
Oh. Yeah, Liam Neeson bites the dust immediately.
Not in my Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
And I will... who are the other two? Harrison and who else?
Rob Lowe.
Yeah, okay. I am going to marry Harrison Ford and kiss Rob Lowe.
And kill Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll kiss Liam Neeson, kill Rob Lowe, and marry Harrison Ford.
Oh, you're killing Rob Lowe, huh?
I don't really know anything about Rob Lowe. Like, I don't know what's his vibe. He looks a little fake these days.
There's a great book that Rob wrote called Stories I Only Tell My Friends. Read that. You'll be like I am. I am in love with Rob Lowe. I love him so much. I would definitely marry Rob Lowe in a minute. No doubt.
Rob Lowe, if you're listening.
I love you so much, Rob Lowe. Oh, it's deep.
I love Rob Lowe too.
I'm just... Mm. And then I would... I can't get off Rob Lowe. Can I just do everything?
Wipe your mouth, my God, man.
Rob Lowe, Mary.
So thirsty.
Harrison Ford, I would kiss, and I would kill Liam Neeson.
Well, yeah. I would definitely kiss Liam Neeson. Let's find out what's going on there. I kill Harrison Ford, and I marry Rob Lowe, which...
That's a tough...
And the reason why is if it was Han Solo days, and that was who we're talking about, I would probably marry Harrison Ford because Han Solo was very... He's very sexy. I love you. I know. Rob Lowe, though, I love him. Like, I think he's really funny.
Yeah.
And I've never read that book.
Oh, such a good book.
But I he's a guy who, it doesn't seem like to me, takes himself all that seriously. Like, so I'd marry him. He's a guy who'd be fun.
All your lies about size not mattering, and then here you are, you're going to go and get with Liam Neeson.
Let's check it out. Let's see what's going on there. You know?
Huh. All right.
Yeah. Harrison Ford, I feel like, is in it well into his 80s, right?
To your point earlier, he's probably got a big bank account and not a lot of years left on the board.
Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm.
And he's probably got some good stories. Way better than Rob Lowe's.
Nope.
You know, Harrison Ford doesn't have good stories. We've interviewed Harrison Ford, and he is very, he's a yes.
He's just like Denzel or any of these other cats that come through.
I'm here to promote my movie, and that's it.
And I used to hold it against him because you just go, don't even come then. Like, you know what we're trying to do. We're trying to entertain our audience and have you maybe have some fun while we all do too.
Right.
Instead, we get this grumpy person who's got one word answers.
Yeah.
But in the end, yeah, if you could have your movie career and share as little about your personal life as possible, you might do it too.
I think personally, right now, at this moment, Harrison Ford is as likable as he's ever been. And the reason is that show Shrinking. He's so good on that show. His exterior is this gruff dude. He's a psychiatrist, has worked at that for a long time. He's like unflappable. But then as the layers start to peel by, like, it's actually some really funny stuff. I think he's really showing a lot of range in this particular show. Shrinking is an Apple Plus TV show.
Got a few good texts on this.
Oh, okay. What are people picking?
The 415 agrees with Sarah. Let's get some answers.
Yeah.
510 says, Maddie sounds like Rob Lowe. I don't think so. And then Rob Lowe, Parks and Rec, an awesome new side of him I've never seen before, and he was so good. If you've never watched Parks and Rec, you're missing out. And yeah, Rob Lowe was awesome in that.
So I'm. Did you marry Rob Lowe too?
Oh,
yes, that's right. Your panties fell off. I forgot about that. All right, great. I feel like we've redeemed ourselves. Liam Neeson, Harrison Ford, Rob Lowe. We'll play again next hump day, I guess. In the meantime, I wanted to tell you just really quickly, congratulations to the Huntrix soundtrack. This is the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah. So that's at number one now on Billboard. Their song Golden.
Is that right?
Yes, it's the number one. It's been on, let's see, last week it was number two. It switches places with Alex Warren, Ordinary. That's at number two. So Golden was number two last week, and this week it's number one. And on that note, K-pop Demon Hunters is going to hit theaters as a sing-along event. I thought I would tell you this because I think, don't you say your girls are into the show?
My girls are so into this show. And there's another one they're watching now. If you've got kids out there and you haven't watched this yet, it's for little kids, but it's called My Melody. Anything? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Nobody? It's like the Hello Kitty kind of art, but My Melody owns a bake shop and she's a little... She just wants to spread happiness. And there's a bad guy named Kuromi.
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 Okay.
Anyway, there's much like I shared K-pop Demon Hunters with you, I'm now sharing my melody with Kuromi.
So the K-pop Demon Hunters, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend.
The sing-along.
So it's saying... just says screenings across North America, August 23rd and 24th.
Well, this is a Netflix show, so that's very strange that they're going to go put it out live and have kids show up and sing, but they're into it.
It does seem like, though, why not try to make more money off of it? Like, these sing-along events are actually huge. Like, they, you know, you're not really encouraged to sing along at most movies because people are like, shut up, I'm trying to listen to, you know, Elphaba sing this song. I heard she was amazing, but all I can hear is you. But the sing-along events are specifically for that. In case you don't know what K-pop Demon Hunters is, I had to read the synopsis, so here's what it says. When they aren't selling out stadiums, K-pop superstars Rumi, Mira, and Zoe use their secret identities as badass demon hunters to protect their fans from an ever-present supernatural threat. Together, they must face their biggest enemy yet, an irresistible rival boy band of demons in disguise. Sounds awesome. And they've got the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 in the country this week. So congrats to them. Let me see what else is on here. Third place, debuting in third, in the third position, is a new song from Chapel Roan, The Subway. I love it. You know, I swear to God, if you had played that song for me, I would have been, I don't think I would have guessed Chapel Roan.
Oh, I wouldn't have.
Yeah. That's really.
Not off the bat anyway.
No, yeah. Really pretty. That's very nice. Let's see. Let's look for Alice stuff on here. Justin Bieber's Daisies. That was number four last week. And this week it's number five. Raven Lanae, Love Me Not, is at number six.
Good pop.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, K-pop. The Saja Boys. Some K-pop group, it looks like. Your Idol is at number eight. Lose Control, Teddy Swims. 103 weeks on the charts. He's like the first act to break 100 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Which is not really the same as the album chart, because how many weeks did The Wall do? On there. It was like 1,000 weeks or something.
Forever.
Yeah. And that was just
but it wasn't,
in the 200.
Yeah, it wasn't
somewhere.
At the top, though. Yeah. It was always just down there.
Yeah. And that's, you know, what's crazy about this is it's been, Teddy Swims Lose Control has been like a top 10 or at least in the teens. I would always see it week after week after week after week. And so it's probably going to take a really long time to completely drop off as well.
It's streaming. It's a huge hit, and people can stream it by saying, hey, thingy, play this.
Play this. Play songs. Use this as a seat song.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Listen to radio. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, is at number 10. There you go. It's a quick look at that. And I did want to mention this. So as I started reading the story and looked at the guitar, I'm like, oh, my God, it's the guitar. But it kind of isn't. There was more than one guitar like this. Eddie Van Halen's 1982 Kramer electric guitar is headed to auction. They say it'll probably go well over $2 million. He toured with this exact guitar in 82 and 83. It looks like, if you've ever seen his Frankenstein guitar, it's red with like white and black tape on it. That was not the only one he created. This one is actually, I think it's actually a paint job on this one. But it is sort of Frankenstein-y, like one of the places where the pickups are is there's something custom in there, and it's... But it's got kind of a cool history. I guess he gave this guitar to a roadie, to his tech. He inscribed it. The guy's name was Rudy Liren. It's been a great 10 years. Let's do another 10. Eddie Van Halen. So that's on there. Liren then sold the guitar to Motley Crue's Mick Mars, who used it extensively during the recording of the Dr. Feelgood album.
Whoa.
I know. So this is a guitar with some... some real rock and roll history. So The guitar used in the Hot for Teacher music video, this is a, that's a Van Halen song, that almost got $4 million in 2023. And some of Eddie's guitars were sold at auction shortly after his death to the dismay of his kid. But this one is, this one they think will go for about $2 million, but it has that, it's that classic, that classic look.
I think I heard the original, which this is a copy of, is still in Wolfgang Van Halen's possession, and he's used it to record some of the songs for his albums under the name Mammoth.
Mm.
But that's that, well, that it's still around.
That would be a family heirloom. I mean, right. That is, and if the Van Halen family ever hits hard times many generations from now,
and I realize
someone will want that.
Recognition wise, you'd say, oh, I know that. That's an Eddie Van Halen thing. But they are heaps of you know what. They are garbage. They calls it Frankenstein because it's garbage pieces
cobbled
put together.
Yeah.
And he plays it the way he does. But anyone else would go, yeah, this thing?
Yeah.
What the?
No, the action's really weird. I don't know what's happening with the
junk.
Yeah. I wonder if he set it up the neck just to do the finger banging that he does. What's that called? That's what it's called.
I like hammer, finger banging. No, finger banging is forevermore.
Yeah.
It's the
word no, used.
Don't see it. It's just a way, it's a method of playing guitar. You know,
right.
If you've ever heard Eruption,
you know, when you're in the middle of a solo and you just start finger banging it away. Yeah, it's
what
great.
Are you doing? Okay, what's coming up in the news? God, I did. That's my fault. I said the wrong word. Go ahead.
Look out, Ohio. Okay, California Ohio. Soup is coming for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Uh-oh, I'm going to show you.
You sing good.
Thank you. Thank you. Donuts.
Sugar.
I know. Oh, God. Michael Martin just brought in three humongous boxes of donuts. And then I'm like, I'm not going to have one of those before the meeting. I'm going to go to the other room. And then all that was being talked about was donuts, what our favorite donuts are, which ones we like the best, how good this. My mouth is water. I'm like, F it. I'm just going to go have one. I just have to go have one. And he got old fashions. Nice job. Good pull, Michael Martin. Glazed old fashions. Yeah. Oh, I know. Bob.
Oh, I'm going to have one of those. I love donuts.
They are the best.
They really are. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Check us out, the Alice 97.3 Instagram. Video reels, pictures of Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, and links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. All this week, listen for the code words on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. That's all day.
All the live long day.
Text that code word to our contest line, 20357. That's 20357. And enter for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel. I'm watching you out of the corner of my eye have those donut burps.
I turned my mic off.
I know that you did, but I can see it coming out of it. You got that, like,
I horked it because I inhaled it. You ever eat soup and have the biggest burps ever afterwards? It's like, oh my God, why am I burping so much?
Interesting that you bring up soup. Leads me to my first story, but I first need to tell you that clouds this morning and was a little wet out there this morning on the drive in, but we'll see sun today and highs in the upper 70s.
Sweet.
Nice
Sounds
day.
Nice,
ahead.
Yeah.
So if you've been listening to Alice for many years, you're familiar with our I don't know how many years ago Gretchen was the midday lady.
Yep.
And she's like the original conceited, full of herself, music aficionado.
You know what? Gretchen's probably listening right now.
Hi, Gretchen. I love you. I still kick your butt in trivia every minute of every day. But anyway.
Wow.
That's not
you know
what we're talking about here.
Let us know. I'll put up a rematch for you.
Gretchen told us one time that the people of Ohio, where she was born.
Yeah, look, what's Ohio known for?
Yeah, and that was one of my questions to her, and she said, we're known for our soup. Well, look out, Ohio, because Olive Garden, right here in San Jose, is going to be producing gallons of soup. For you to come by. You can buy a bucket of soup from the Olive Garden now. You just order through their catering menu for a gallon of soup, Olive Garden soup, right here, San Jose.
They do like a pasta minestrone.
They do a pasta fagioli.
Oh,
a minestrone.
No.
A chicken and gnocchi.
Oh.
Or a zuppa toscana.
Oh.
I remember the pasta fagioli because that was one that my family made. And then there was another fish soup one that I can't.
Oh, cipino.
Is that what it's called?
Well, that I think that's like
sauce,
the Italian.
Different kinds of fish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, cipino. Yeah.
Okay.
Do they do a nice bouillabaisse?
I don't know. I was a kid. I just was there. But, you know, Italian families in New York, they pride themselves on knowing, here's where you get cold cuts, and here's where you get
a gallon of soup.
Olive Garden.
Pasta fagioli.
My aunt made the gnocchi soup with the gnocchi in it. Good.
Do you remember when someone was trying to do like a soup chain? I think it was when we were in Philly, Vin.
Well, there's a soup plantation.
Oh, I don't know about that. There was something. There was like a little place in the mall, and they had 5 different soups every day. And John and I were like haunting that place. Oh, let's go get some soup.
No soup for you.
Let me see if I can find. Look up soup plantation and see if something comes
like
up.
Chain it's definitely a thing. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I've eaten there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still around.
I really do. I'm a huge fan of soup. I hate to say it though. One of the big appeals of soup for me is some, you know, crusty bread that I smear butter on and dip in my soup.
Right.
Like that's.
Well, I would think that if soup plantation made it to COVID, COVID ended that run. Because...
You are absolutely right. It closed all of its locations in 2020.
Oh.
And then filed for bankruptcy.
That's so sad.
There are no more soup plantations.
You can't share.
It's a buffet style.
Yeah. You can't share at the soup bar and the salad bar. Probably they had a salad bar as well.
They had a salad bar as well.
People were like, we're not, we can't do that.
Rest in peace, soup plantation.
Oh, that sucks. That's too bad.
Yeah, well.
Soup and salad. Yes, please.
Olive Garden, though, it literally comes in a bucket. So if you're into soup.
Really a bucket?
A gallon bucket of soup.
With like a handle?
I think so, yeah.
Well, a gallon bucket would be handy to have. Maybe I'll get a gallon of pasta.
You can order a half gallon or a full gallon bucket. Prices vary, but.
What's
Olive Garden
Toscana?
I don't know. Like I said, all this stuff growing up in my family was just, it was just soup. I didn't even think of.
Well, it looks like the bucket luckily is also in some kind of a cardboard box too. Cause man, when they pick up the soup bucket with the handle that's attached, it's like, that is about to be a disaster.
Look at it in the car next to him though. That's a huge thing of soup. Anyway.
It's a lot of soup.
We're coming for you, Ohio.
And look, he's got I didn't even think about this. I'm so stupid. He's got a huge bag of breadsticks right there, too.
Yeah.
I like their breadsticks.
Well, of course you do. Bread.
Let's stick it in some soup.
A new study.
Olive Garden.
Yeah, I like Olive Garden, too.
It's yummy.
Yeah.
I used to go in there and just get the bottomless salad. You're like, yeah, I'll take the salad and keep bringing the bread. So they get real chinty with the bread.
Yeah, they start bringing you one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you want one more? No, I want one basket more.
They bring you harder ones that have been sitting out.
Yeah. You know they do that too.
I get your game, Olive Garden, but it won't stop me.
No.
A study has found gossiping with your significant other can improve your relationship.
Oh, my God. John and I are wicked gossips. About everybody.
They even start the relationship on the rocks. Try bad mouthing your family and your friends with your spouse. Mm. Could bring you right back together.
There's so much depth in our families for us to talk about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Well, and you two are a long time together, so even obscure jabs at somebody in the family will be understood by either one of you, where a new person would be like, huh?
Right.
Candy? Who's Candy?
Well, let me tell you all about her.
Right. That's my mom's sister.
Susan and I are both really nice people. So sometimes one of us will be in the mood to, you know, gossip, and the other one's like, oh, well, you should see it from their perspective. So we have a code word. We have a
you
code
should literally
word.
Never say that to your significant other.
When we're like, we need to gossip.
Yeah.
We have a secret code word. It's like, okay, are you ready to? Let me say the code word. But I'm not telling you what it is.
Why not?
Okay.
Well, you use it for all your passwords or something?
Yes.
That's fun.
It is fun.
I definitely.
Can't believe he says, I'll see it from their side. I'd be so mad if John ever said that.
I had this juicy guy. This isn't with my significant other, but my friend Brian, who I surf with a lot, and he's a pastor, so he's very godly.
Gossipy.
No, oh, that's godly, he's the right, opposite sure. of. And there was this one time I knew something about someone that he also knew, and I was like, oh my God, you're not gonna believe this. He goes, don't tell me. And I go, why? And he goes, I don't want to know bad things about people. And I went, oh well, that was no fun.
If I wanted to know bad things about people, I'd be a Catholic priest.
I just went, wow, he's really a good person.
Is he non-denominational? Like, what is kind of preacher?
They have
he?
A denomination. I don't know what it is specifically.
Yeah, I know he married you, but like that was, to me, that was always like one of the weirdest things about the whole Catholicism thing was that you had to go in and confess your sins to. And I was like, you know, a little kid. I'm like, I don't know. I kicked my brother, I guess. I didn't have any sins.
It's very forced. There is actually, I believe this anyway, and in a program I'm a part of, if you are accountable for some of the things that you've done, it often frees you up.
Yes.
So there's to
forgive yourself.
Yes, there's something going on there, but to force a child into confessionals.
Into a dark room.
Yeah, that's not probably
forgive me,
the
Father,
best.
For but, I've you know, sinned. It's been just really a long time since my last confession, mostly because I'm a really good kid and I don't have anything. I'd be in there like making things up.
Well, sure.
Go do your five Hail Marys.
A new study at UC Riverside in California found gossiping with your significant other can improve your relationship. Couples that gossip together tend to be happier and have better relationship overall.
Yeah, plus then you can, well, never mind.
I mean, there's a bunch of research in there that I could probably just, you know, tell
I like
you,
it, though.
My sister learned Arabic so that her and her husband, because he's Lebanese, could gossip about people. Like we were
like right in front of them?
Yeah, right before Disneyland. We're standing there and they start speaking Arabic to each other. I'm like, you're talking about them to people. And they're like, yeah. That, and she's like, that's why I learned it.
To have a secret language would be really cool.
Okay.
Not that Arabic is secret, but it's secret from
most
people. You're walking around a Disney World. I don't know.
My favorite type of gossip, I call it tangential drama. It's when your friends present you a little nugget of deliciousness.
Yes.
And you know the characters in the story, but it's not actually impacting your life.
Yeah.
So you're hands free, just get to enjoy it.
Yes. That right. I like that too.
What did you call it?
Tangential drama.
Like I have one friend who I won't name, Sherry. She was telling, there was
Sherry of Doug and Sherry?
Yes, them. Don't say their name though. So they used to live in this neighborhood where you could not believe what was happening in this neighborhood. Like the swinging and the families breaking up and reorganizing. Like there was some craziness that was, I mean, every time we'd be like, want to go to lunch? Let's hear about the latest. It was so good. Sherry, you're very entertaining with the gossip. I loved it.
They now just travel the world.
That is all they do.
If they built the company, sold it, and have done well. Good for them.
I know.
I don't ever see her. I'm friendly with her, and she's certainly come around with you. But I don't see. I see them on Instagram though. That they're in front of you name it.
Right. Where were they? Just Glacier National Park last week, and then the week
it's
before
all
that.
It's every time. Oh my God, they're in Egypt. Oh my God, they're.
That's what they do now.
Good for them.
Yeah.
That is. I know. And they're young enough to get out there and not be like hunched over, and you know.
Yeah, and they're just managed to stay the same too, which is kind of nice.
Oh, have they?
Because I know people who, I don't want to say who.
Everything changed.
Everything changed. I was like, oh my God. I think you might have been affected by this.
We should probably game.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, everybody. We've got a big game plan for you today. We were talking earlier about sliced bread and what's older than sliced bread. So the game is older or newer than sliced bread.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I'm going to tell you something and you're going to tell me whether this is
older.
Do we
get to know what did you say, 97 years?
No, it's 1928 is when the
97 years.
Yeah, 19. Yeah.
So is this thing older or younger than 97 years? Than the invention of sliced bread.
Yes. The electric toaster, older or newer than sliced bread?
Oh,
it's a trick. The electric toaster is older than sliced bread.
I'll say newer.
I'll say newer.
It was invented in 1893. It's older.
Oh, nice one, Ben.
Wow.
Bubble gum.
Older.
Newer.
It's older.
Ah!
1906.
And we're tied. 1-1-1.
The first Mickey Mouse cartoon, older or newer?
Newer.
That is I'll say older.
Older.
It is older by a few months. It was also in 1928,
months.
But it was not before the sliced bread. How about chocolate chip cookies? Older or newer?
Chocolate chip cookies are older than sliced bread.
Older.
They are newer. Woo! They were invented in 1938.
Wow.
How about Band-Aids? Older or newer? Bob, you go first.
Older.
Newer.
I feel like it's older.
It is older. Oh. Invented in 1920.
All right, Bob and I are tied with 3. Vinny's got 2.
Wait. Yo-yos. Older or newer?
Older for
that
sure.
That feels old. Yeah. That feels old-timey.
Older.
Yeah, yo-yos are actually over 2,000 years old.
Wow.
I went through one of those phases because, you know, we didn't have all the fun stuff kids today have.
Mm-hmm.
Yo-yos aren't fun, though.
No.
You eventually go, what am I doing? Right. This is stupid.
Look at my life. How did I get here?
I mean, great. I can, you know, or whatever. Oh, look at me walk the dog.
This is the last one.
Okay.
What's the score?
Right. 4-4-3.
Okay.
Vinny's losing.
Band-Aids.
Band-Aids,
didn't I? Okay, hold on a second.
He delivered it with such
Band-Aids.
Spice.
You were doing so great too, Maddie.
I can't even remember if it was older or younger.
It's older.
The Hoover Dam, older or newer?
Newer.
Newer.
Newer is correct. Mm.
Well, we're tied. Do you want to just take a tie? You got another one?
How about cornflakes?
Older.
I can't imagine you're at breakfast and there's cornflakes and there's not sliced bread.
You're going to have toast and cornflakes?
She said newer.
Yeah, I said older, right?
Yeah. Kidding?
Oh, I'm not part of the tiebreaker.
Okay, well, it is older. Introduced in 1894.
Yay!
Nice.
I love winning things.
So with the win, Sarah is on the show.
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Ooh, Sarah Cuda. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. We've got Disney tickets for you. Mason and Jane both have tickets every hour in their show, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.